The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material? You can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross. The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Well, welcome to a Friday edition of Bob Burney Live. What a privilege, what an honor to welcome all of you to the program today. And let me give you the telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. And on Fridays, well, we can basically talk about anything you want to talk about. Within reason, I suppose there are some, well, not I suppose, there are a few boundaries that we won't cross. But for the most part, we can talk about the things you want to talk about. You can bring complaints. You can gripe if you want to about the program. If there are things that you don't think we talk enough about, well, that's not my fault. It's your fault, because on Fridays you can bring it up. If there are things you think about that we... Well, let me start that again. If there are things you think we talk too much about, well, Friday is the time to bring it up. Anyway, we can talk about just about anything you want to on Fridays. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, I have some absolutely unbelievable audio from CBS this morning. I believe it was yesterday morning. I don't think it was this morning. I think it was yesterday morning, about slavery. Hey, I've been around the block a few times. I've been living on this planet for a long time. I have never seen what we're hearing and experiencing right now. I spent quite a bit of time on it yesterday. There is a concerted effort to divide us, to pit us against each other. The work, the sacrifice made by the civil rights leaders of the 50s, 60s, and the 70s is actively and consciously being overturned. And there are people, many people on the left, who are trying to move us backwards and to erase all of the progress we have made in race relations. And I hope that none of you get sucked into this attempt to divide us. And I mentioned yesterday and the day before, I believe, I am so grateful for the diversity in this audience. We have enormous, wonderful diversity in this audience, racially, demographically, in every way. And it is because we are followers of Christ. And we cannot allow this fairly new attempt to divide us. We can't allow it to succeed. We have to see through it and expose it. Anyway, I've got, again, sometime in the 4 o'clock hour, I will share that audio with you. It's mind-blowing. Just a couple of days ago, I brought a report to you about what we are learning about vaping. Now, you know, when vaping first started, I was kind of neutral. I don't know whether it's good. I don't know whether it's bad. A lot of people go, oh, it's wonderful. It's going to be the wonderful alternative to smoking, and it's completely healthy. There are no health risks at all because it's just water vapor. Yeah, I thought, yeah, it's a little too early to declare that vaping has no negative effects. Well, we are now learning it is not innocent. Here is a report from the New York Post today. The number of breathing illnesses linked to vaping is on the rise. Health officials are investigating over 150 cases in 16 states. It was revealed this week. The Food and Drug Administration has teamed up with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to look into the lung injuries that have been plaguing both teen and adult vapers for the past 2 months. I brought this story to you out of Wisconsin. 8 teens were hospitalized in Wisconsin back last month in July with, quote, seriously damaged lungs. Some of them had to be placed on ventilators because of the damage to their lungs from vaping. So I'm not out on any crusade or anything like that. I'm just trying to report, be careful, be cautious. What we were told about the innocence and even the benefits of vaping looks like that's just not true. So just be wise, be aware, particularly with young people. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got Jack in Worthington. Jack, how are you today? Welcome.
Oh, I'm doing pretty good, Bob. I wanted to talk about the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party.
All right.
Talking about calling President Trump a racist. You know, it wasn't too long ago, you know, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. What did Roosevelt do? He called American citizens who were Japanese, Japs, and took their land away from them and put them in internment camps. Did he do that with the Germans? The Germans were just as ruthless as the Japanese. No, he didn't, because the Germans look like you and I. Here comes a whole bunch of Jewish people, 1,000 from Europe, over here to seek asylum away from Adolf Hitler. What did Roosevelt do? He sent them back. You know where they ended up at? Auschwitz and Dachau. You know what God told Abraham? And he told Isaac, and he told Jacob, I'll bless thee the blessing, and I'll curse thee the cursing. Discrimination is wrong. You know,
I agree. Anyone for any reason. I agree.
I found out another thing. You know, I've been following the big boy. They rebuilt the Union Pacific big boy, the biggest steam engine ever made. And the president of Union Pacific brought in an elderly Chinese lady, recognizing the thousands of Chinese Americans that helped build the a railroad from coast to coast.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you were talking about when you went to Cornerstone, diversity. You don't discriminate against any race of people. And also the Democrats, certain Democrats, were ridiculing the Jewish people and the Native American Indians.
Well,
how dare them to...
Well, yeah, racism, bigotry, and discrimination is wrong, as you said, Jack, against anybody. And particularly those of us who follow Christ should expose it, condemn it, and reject it wherever we find it. Whoever the race is, whatever the race is, whatever the color of skin, whatever the nationality, if there is bigotry and discrimination, we who believe that the blood of Jesus Christ was shed for all people of all colors of skin, all nationalities, all ethnicities, of all people on planet Earth, who should stand against discrimination, bigotry, hatred, it should be us. And I appreciate you calling, Jack. Thank you so much, and hope you have a good weekend. Thanks for calling. There is no place for racism within the body of Christ. There isn't. There is no place for bigotry or discrimination in the body of Christ. Does it exist in some places? Yes. And that's why we need to speak out against it whenever we find it.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I'm not going to read at length from this article because I want you to read it yourself. But if you don't read anything else today, I hope you will check out this article, Why We Are a Republic, Not a Democracy. I'm sure Jeff will have it posted here very quick. Why We Are a Republic, Not a Democracy. It's not that long. It's only 3 pages long. It is printed in a website called Intellectual Takeout. I don't know a whole lot about them. But the article was originally written by Walter Williams. Walter Williams is a brilliant intellect, a conservative, a constitutionalist, and I am very, very glad that he is on our side. This is a reprint. It was actually first printed a year ago. And it's reprinted. And again, why we are a republic and not a democracy. As we approach the next presidential election, you're going to hear more and more and more calls for the elimination of the Electoral College. Folks, educate yourself. Educate yourself. Here is the basic fact. The United States of America is not a democracy. We never have been one, and I pray that we never become one. It's called a democracy all the time. It is not. It is a representative republic. It's one of the genius ideas of our founding fathers. We do not govern simply by majority rule. The people who want to get rid of the Electoral College, and by the way, they want to get rid of it for one reason and one reason alone. Hillary Clinton lost. That's it. One election, one candidate, and they want to get rid of the electoral election, which has served us well for way over 200 years. They want us to go to a popular vote for the presidency. It would be absolutely destructive, and it would violate the very principles of our founding fathers. John Adams wrote, quote, "Remember, democracy never lasts long. It soon wastes, exhausts, and murders itself. There never was a democracy yet that did not commit suicide." Edmund Randolph said that in tracing these evils to their origin, every man had found it in the turbulence and follies of democracy. The first Chief Justice of the United States, John Marshall, said, "Between a balanced republic and a democracy, the difference is like the difference is like that between order and chaos." And there are many other quotes in this fine article as well. If we lose the Electoral College, we lose the very foundation for our government. And it has nothing to do with the fact that Donald Trump got elected and Hillary was not. I have been a strong advocate of the Electoral College for many years. When Bill Clinton was elected, when Jimmy Carter was elected, I was still a firm advocate of the Electoral College. It is one of the building blocks of our representative republic. It's an excellent article. And if we are going to debate this with friends, neighbors, and so on, we need to be informed. By the way, a little tidbit, I'll throw this in for no extra cost. And I'm sure that many of you think I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, please tell me, prove it to me, and give me a call. To my knowledge, in the Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, every single time that God's people get together and take a vote, the majority is wrong. Every time. I'm pausing intentionally because I want you to think about it. The children of Israel sent 12 spies into the land. The majority of the spies were wrong. They gave the report to the nation of Israel. Moses kind of took an informal vote. The majority was wrong. New Testament, Acts chapter 15, the council at Jerusalem. The majority was wrong. I cannot think, and maybe there is, and maybe someone can point it out to me, and if so, I will be happy to correct it. To my knowledge, every single time in the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, when God's people get together and they try to act as a true democracy and where majority rules, the majority is always wrong. That's why I wrote a paper many years ago on church government. And that was one of the things I pointed out in that paper I wrote. Unfortunately, most churches operate on majority rule. And it's not biblical. It is not. And our founding fathers understood the genius of the separation of powers, the three branches of government, the checks and balances between all three branches of the government, and the Electoral College. Which means, hey, they had no way of knowing that fast forward 200 years from when they founded this country, that most of the population of our country would be concentrated on the East Coast and on the West Coast, and that if we were governed purely by majority rule, the people in the heartland would have no say in the government at all. They had no way of knowing that. But it's brilliant. But you're going to hear it. Oh, boy, are you going to hear it. Get educated. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. All right. 877 Bob Live. We'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.